Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to the same old place that you left.
Get it? Because, you know, the heater back from the All-Star break.
I feel like...
I didn't get that, Robbie.
I didn't get it either.
I got it. I felt like Lee Trevino Happy Gilmore. When I just look at Beast and just shake my head like Lee Trevino.
Man.
I sometimes say things that I don't really think about.
It's
like we've had a breakthrough.
Really?
Congratulations.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Let me tell you something about this snake.
I don't
right
know.
Here.
Wait, snake?
Yes. Let
Sneasel.
Me tell you why.
Sneasel.
Let me tell you why.
I will only go to
because
Sneasel.
Here's his move. He does something stupid, identifies what he did, and then does it again next week. So you acknowledging that you do these things does nothing.
It's like in therapy, it's like a fake breakthrough.
Yes. Yes.
He's appearing like there's a breakthrough. But there's not.
Well, here's the thing. I can identify my bad actions, right? Like, I know.
I would rather you not identify them and just stop them.
Well, that's the problem, is I can identify them. I just can't stop them for some reason. Like,
then
I have.
You're not identifying.
Like, no. I am identifying them. I just, like, have a few synapses that don't fire all at the same time.
How do you guys feel about this? So,
uh-oh.
I was an influencer of young minds today.
What does that mean?
So was I. Because
I was welcomed upon the University of Miami's campus today to speak about radio.
Whose class? Was it Michelle Kaufman's?
No.
Whose class?
Professor Ty Martin.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like I influenced the youth, the art of shenanigans, which was important because I don't want a lot of Francesas graduating from there.
I would so have loved to have witnessed.
I wish. Listen,
why
I'm gonna
you
tell
us?
You right now. Next time you do something like that,
you gotta
tell us,
please.
We have to be
we
there.
We have to be there.
Are you kidding me?
What, man?
You're speaking to the youth of America about radio?
Yup.
I may have influenced a couple of the youths, too.
Two youths.
Because school let out early,
uh-oh,
and they were blocking my way down 136.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did you honk your horn?
No.
Did you yell something?
No.
Were there some profanities?
Yeah. They're, like, hanging out in the middle of the street. I'm trying to get to work. Let's go. Move it.
Let's move it to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right, the Heat are back in action tonight. It's a 7 o'clock start. Miami, Philadelphia, in the city of brotherly love. 6 o'clock, we have the pregame with Zaz and Tommy Tighe on your flagship station for the Miami Heat, AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2. The ticket, Spo says, and I quote, he's not necessarily going to play airplane mode and Goran Dragic tonight, but he didn't rule it out.
We'll see.
So we'll see what happens. You want to use this mic?
Nah, that's all right.
I don't have to be on the show.
No, you do need to be on the show. Well, I just, you know, I want a radio station to work. I just want it to work.
Nobody cares though.
People care.
Here,
it just doesn't.
Let me explain something to you. The way business works is if certain things are working right, they could give two craps about everything else.
It's just like...
And that's not one of them.
Bet you ass if Joe Rose's mic didn't work, it'd be fixed.
Again.
Actually.
Again. If...
That building has their own problems in the same area. Believe it or not.
It's a radio station.
Believe it or not.
Our radio should work.
Believe it or not.
Our radio should work.
Same issues, different building.
Anyway.
Okay, so that's the Heat stuff.
Ooh, Leopard.
Then we got some other situations. Zion, evidently, which was weird how he blew out a sneaker last night. I've never seen that before.
Hey, two things.
Yeah.
One, they weren't very new. He probably been wearing them all year.
Wait. I'm going to ask you a question.
He's right.
I want to ask you a question.
If these are going good, you're going to change your shoes.
I want to ask you a question.
The shoes, well, go ahead.
Like, you're able to have a new pair of shoes every game, aren't
Sometimes you? Sometimes you just, some guys are comfortable wearing old ones, but I'm telling you, puts a lot of torque on those shoes, and he probably should have a newer pair more often.
Yeah, Leroy's
but they're comfortable.
I saw that from, like, he's like, somebody who does, like, shoes on Instagram. They're like, this never happens in the NBA because NBA players basically change their shoes every game, if
right.
not twice
that,
a game.
That's what I right. thought. Yeah, that's what.
And so, from that standpoint, or it could be they wouldn't give them to him because, let's be fair, the one thing they try to break away from is college kids being divas because you're part of a team, and so they may limit it. There's a lot of different.
You just throwing it out there.
But, in my mind, I'm like, it's Duke. Right. Maybe the most visible program.
No.
With Nike, arguably the most visible shoe company,
nope.
And Zion, maybe arguably the most visible player,
nope.
Like he should be able to get a new pair of shoes like nope. every quarter or every half, I should say.
And the other thing I was thinking was, in order for Nike to get him to wear Nikes when he's done at Duke,
they're
going to have to pay extra.
Yeah, no doubt. And then there was the Puma tweet, which was odd. But
there you go. All these guys, look, what he has just done, thank God he's not seriously hurt. But
thank
what
God
he has just
hurt.
Done is created a bidding war for his feet.
Well, I mean, you know Adidas and Under Armour and Puma, they were all like, cha-ching,
right.
yes!
Exactly.
We're in!
But Nike has the most money.
Right.
So they could just come with a ridiculous offer because most of the rookies
the
have standard.
Supposedly he has a mild knee sprain.
I bet you he does sign with Nike.
Question for you.
But think he shows up to the presentation with a picture of his shoe?
Actually, I'll get back to the Zion story in a second. Something odd happened last night, very late last night, which was Jim Boeheim ran over a person on a highway.
Excuse me?
He killed somebody while driving a car. Wait a minute. But let me get to the story. On the highway, late at night, this car broke down, this car was in an accident, which like hit a guardrail and bounced out back into the middle of the road. Passenger of the car gets out, comes around to the driver's side to check the car or whatever, in the middle of the highway. Jim Boeheim just happened to be driving along at night, couldn't see the guy, and
took him out.
So there's no presumption that he did anything wrong other than
texting or
Jim
Boeheim doesn't text.
The initial investigation was they did a sobriety test and drug test and all that stuff. All that stuff came back negative. It simply seems like it was just a bad accident.
That sucks, man.
But he is, from all reports, he's incredibly shaken up, which you would be after that situation. So that's horrible. That happened. Otherwise, back to the Zion thing. A lot of questions as to will he shut it down?
There's two things to this.
Yeah.
One, I love the way everybody on the outside looks at his situation and his future and try to decide what's best for him. First things first, dude is in that position. Dude is at Duke because he's a competitor. And these kids want to win a national championship.
Correct.
And so it's hard for a competitor to come to that point to where he says, I'm just going to put it on ice till the end of the season. It's hard. First things first, you got to that point by being an unbelievable competitor.
But here's just one thing, and I agree with you, which is unfortunately, and I'm not saying it's in this situation,
right?
But a lot of times in these college kid situations,
they have other people.
You have a lot of other people in their ear telling them to do things that has nothing to do with their best interest.
But he is not only the most high profile college basketball player in a long, long time, but he's also for the first time in a while on the best team.
Right,
like he's got the opportunity to do something very, very special. And I think I heard it on Levitard a couple days ago where Stugatz was like, yeah, he won't come on our show unless it's with his two teammates. Like, he's not doing it alone.
Right.
So and that I think has to have a play in it too. Like, it does, you know, he doesn't want to feel like he's letting his teammates
down. Keep in mind, these kids went to Duke together. They played in a lot of All-Star games together. They played in a McDonald's All-American game together.
Oh, yeah.
They've become friends.
No doubt.
And so you when you play a sport, it's not that you feel obligated to the other guys on your team, but it's a brotherhood that you enjoy being a part of. So you have to say, I don't want to be a part of that anymore. Winning a championship is not that big of a deal. And I'm only thinking about the NBA, which could all be fine. But a competitor, a guy as competitive as a guy in his position, that's not a decision that you just all of a sudden throw out there like everybody thinks. Oh, my, I got hurt. Oh, this could be it. I got to save it for
the NBA. Let's be honest. Even if Zion with a torn ACL is still the number one pick in the draft.
Correct.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. If he did, like, I think he should play. I think he will play because he's competitive. But if he did decide to shut it down because all these little people are twerping his air,
right?
Like, you know, would you think less of him?
No. Again, I'm not going to sit in this chair and make a decision for somebody else that I don't know whether it's the best for him.
No, I think the thing that bothered me so much about it yesterday, because he can, I mean, look, do whatever the hell you want. I think we all have matured in that position, but. I just, like, the biggest story about yesterday was the cost of the tickets and what a big event that was.
And how him getting hurt the value of those tickets, or they didn't get what they came there for.
Right. And it's just like, he didn't get a dime. Right. He didn't get right. squat. And so.
I mean, he got it.
What?
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he probably got
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing there?
There's a giant investigation going around.
Coach K runs a clean program. Yeah, How dare you?
Listen, either way, it shouldn't have to be in the shadows. If a guy is that high profile, if he means that much to Nike and Duke and what it means for him to play at Duke and for him to come back and be able to compete with his guys, kind of would be nice if Duke picked up the slack a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's really the NBA. Like, if the NBA eliminated the one and done, like, all these problems are gone. Like, that's the reason why he's playing at Duke, is because he's not allowed to play the NBA.
I don't think it should be all gone, though. Like, just because they have options to go to the G League, or like Lucas says, go to
Europe.
Let's not act like Duke is not profiting highly off of this. So even if there is a person or a high school recruit who gets to go for a freshman year just to tune things up, he too should get money down the line to be there. Because it's a big deal, and it's big money.
Here's what you have to understand, is that we are sitting here having conversations about exceptions to college athletics, okay? And to have these conversations when we all know a majority of these kids could not be, a majority of these kids not going to be one and done.
I know.
So to sit here and say, we're going to have this rule for a handful of kids. It's almost like you're forcing them to make money for these institutions.
Understood, but they do it in the NBA. NBA has guys who can take only a certain percentage of the salary cap or can take up most of the salary cap. Like, we saw what the NCAA did this year with the shoe guys and allowing guys to say, this is professional basketball.
It is.
It's just in the darkness, and nobody wants to admit it.
It's free.
Yeah, that to me yesterday... Zion, do whatever the hell you want, man. Whatever makes you happy,
right.
Cool. But what is crazy is our former president is courtside. It is being treated like the biggest thing in sports. All eyeballs. It's all they had yesterday. And wow, like
30 seconds in.
Maybe his knee sprained and they got lucky. What if it was his Achilles? What if the high flyer's Achilles, you know, got
still
torn
the first pick in the draft?
No, I don't think so, man. Because DeMarcus Cousins is on the Warriors right now for $5 million.
Well, that's because he did it, and they didn't know he was going to play this year at all.
Ben Simmons was the first pick of the draft. He sat out the whole season.
Yeah, but he played on a garbage team. Like, this is the thing. Like,
he's going to be number one overall. It's going to be a garbage team.
No,
he's talking about in college.
I'm saying in college.
Ben Simmons was garbage.
Embiid.
Right now, if Zion was in Ben Simmons' situation, it wouldn't even be a question. Don't play. It's not even a question. But if you actually have something to strive for.
Right.
An accomplishment.
Right. Man, I would, in all honesty, anything. I would have gave anything. I would have stayed another year if, you know, I didn't know whether my chances were good or not to win a national championship. But if I had any inkling that, whew, next year we're going to be, you know, this dominant team, I wouldn't have left. Like, I just felt, you know, we're going to be the same team. And so go make some money doing it.
We'll be back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. So, I feel like this would be right up our alley, but you guys know about that Renaissance Fair? Dilly Dilly!
Oh, my goodness! Let's go.
I've been.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we're giving away a four-pack to the Renaissance Fair, which runs until March 24th. It started in early February, but it runs till March 24th at Quiet Waters Park.
Oh, we should work on our game and just go there and just be all in.
You want to just go and joust?
No, I'm not. No.
They have root beer.
Axe throwing?
No.
They probably.
Hey, you know what I noticed?
Fetch me your finest ale.
Hey.
Yes.
There's never any black people in any of those movies.
That's fair.
Yep.
Except Black Knight. Anyway. Travel back in time to the 16th century at
Robin Hood. Robin Hood wasn't Chappelle in that. It was Men in Tights.
I think he's right about
it's
that.
It's a comedy!
Anyway, the 27th annual Flutter Renaissance Festival coming to Quiet Waters Park through March 24th.
Which made it funny!
Wait, Morgan Freeman was in the other Robin Hood with Kevin Costner.
Over 100 artisans selling their wares, over 100 performers to entertain Kids Kingdom, entertainment and food, drink fit for a king. It's a family fun event for all ages. Visit renfest.com.
Did he have to do the English accent?
No, because he played a Moor, so he was African.
We'll be giving a couple four packs away today.
What?
For that.
So
Kevin Costner was supposed to do the accent. He couldn't even do the accent. Widely regarded as the worst acting job of doing trying to do a British accent ever.
It's not fair. How come they do us so much better than we do them?
You know, I was thinking about that the other day because every show that I watch
everybody's from England.
Like every show that I watch, everyone is from freaking England.
I did not realize Batman had accent like Christian Bale. Holy smokes!
House.
Spider-Man was freaking
House. Yeah, the dude from
British.
House.
The dude from House is British. Yeah.
I'm a small man.
Hell, that guy was a jerk.
I remember when you had him on the air. Didn't you guys have him on the air?
And he didn't, House?
Garfield.
He didn't want to talk. He didn't want to talk. He didn't want to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that he got fired from Spider-Man. Apparently, he was a real diva.
Well, he sounded like it on the air with you guys.
I don't really want to talk about a Spider-Man.
Speaking of fake Brits, because you guys always accused JHI of that.
He is born in L.A.
Born in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but okay.
Phony.
So wasn't Mel Gibson born here and then grew up in Australia?
I don't know.
So that's why he has the Australian accent?
He does? I think they say
Mel Gibson, yeah.
Mel Gibson has Australia. It's crazy.
He's born in New York.
Hey,
yeah, Mel Gibson was born in New York.
It was a while ago. Was The Rant in Australian?
Does it matter?
In Australian?
Yeah, like, was he accenting it up when he was saying all those things?
I don't remember.
I feel like he was.
I mean, he was liquored up.
The more drunk you are, the more the accent comes out.
That was the one that freaked me out with Christian Bale, because you remember when Christian Bale
in the red?
Oh, good for you!
I was like, wait a minute, when did he get all bangers and mash?
It was like... really? I've been watching this guy at movies.
But that tells you how good of an act. Like, I watch Ray Donovan. You watch Ray Donovan?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all English except for Ray Donovan.
He freaks me out. And that guy, he's the Hard Knocks voice.
Yeah.
I'm like, how?
Well, no. Ray Donovan, his voice. But he's not English. But everyone else in that cast that does the Boston accent?
Yeah, but how does he get...
They're all English.
But I'm even more impressed with Ray Donovan, who does the narrator voice.
Oh, do you know how much stuff Leo Schreiber has voiced?
Yeah.
I will get a list. The things that his voice is on, you will be like, oh my gosh.
Crazy.
I think he did Planet Earth.
No.
That's
Morgan Freeman.
That's Attenborough.
That dude's straight bangers and mash did Planet Earth.
That's the Jurassic Park founder's
brother.
Or one
of those, like Nat Geo type things.
Morgan Freeman has that cool voice too.
Well, Tom Selleck did one too. I remember that.
Tom Selleck voiced something?
Yeah, Tom Selleck's got a good
voice. They must have gotten desperate.
You think like, if Tom Selleck wanted to, he could just put together a good sports radio show?
No!
He's got a good voice.
About what? The Tigers?
I don't know.
You're talking about the Tigers?
He was Mr. Baseball.
I love that movie.
Big hit. Happy Body. Oh, man. When he tells the manager, when he gives him double the fine, And the manager goes, "What's that for?" He goes,
"You guys don't even remember."
Goes, "That's for the next time."
Magnum PI.
No, you know what my grandfather loves, though? Every time I go to his house.
I remember him from Friends.
Okay, Never fails. Blue Bloods.
He was the voice of Skeletor in Masters of the Universe in 2002. This is Liev Schreiber. He narrated Magic and Bird, Broad Street Bullies.
Mr. Sports Narrator.
Pumping Iron. History Channel special Ape to Man. The Lost Kennedy Home Movies. America, The Story of Us.
When did he get into acting?
Like a long time.
Is he only
ago.
Ray Donovan? I don't know.
He's been in a million things.
He's been a bad guy.
Yeah, he's been in
a billion things.
What other thing is Ray Donovan?
He's always the bad guy.
Now I have to go to IMDb.
Give me Ray
with
Donovan's
the
biggest
chops.
Role that's not Ray Donovan.
And the mutton chops.
Because I love Ray Donovan. It's a great movie. I mean, nobody's better on that show than John Voight. John Voight's the best guy on that
Correct.
Show.
Correct. Also, one of the only other guys that's actually from America.
Do you watch Ray Donovan?
A little bit.
Oh,
he's also... What's her name's dad?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Dude, when he gets the first episode, when he gets out of jail and he learns about the internet.
He was in Scream 2.
He was in Scream and Scream 2.
That doesn't count.
Big movies.
No, I mean, come on.
I don't remember him.
He was in The Hurricane, Hamlet, Scream 3, Kate and Leopold, The Sum of All Fears.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Oh, that's right. He was in The Sum of All Fears. He played John Clark.
Let me tell you something. If you watch a Shakespeare play in theaters at a movie, we got problems.
I remember having to go see Henry V, and I thought I was going to stab myself. He's in X-Men.
Yeah.
Do you think that all British actors want to be American actors because British films are so boring?
Nope. That's where the money is.
Cha-ching.
That's it.
Cha-ching.
That's it.
That's why.
That's like saying, would I rather play 10 years in college? I'll play 10 years in the NFL.
You're telling me that there's not money in England in being a
unless you're James Bond?
British stuff?
No.
Yeah, but even the James Bond movies, they're making the movies in it's Hollywood-based.
I don't understand, though, man. Like, you can't tell me that you watch British stuff and you tell me it's not extra boring.
All I remember as a kid, you know what I knew of English television when I was growing up? Benny Hill. That's it.
You don't think that like the Brits want to act American because it's more exciting?
No,
it's more money.
Because it brings in more money.
They're not bored to tears just being British.
When's the last time you saw a great Australian movie?
Wait a minute. Are you trying
Crocodile
to put
Dundee
here?
Are you trying to? Well, anything with Nicole Kidman in it.
Never uses her accent though.
She did in Australia. Remember the movie Australia?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
I mean, hence the name.
Yeah, well, you
said
never.
Yeah, but I mean, in Australia, I mean, she could have been in America doing an Australian accent.
Is it never or never? It's Australia. Counts.
You've been
sorry.
Sorry.
Don't be. He was in The Manchurian Candidate, Liev Schreiber. That was a big movie with Denzel Washington.
I don't remember him though. He's got such a
because he usually has the
he
big.
He was in Spotlight. Didn't that win an Oscar?
It won Best Picture.
Yeah.
He usually has the big sideburns.
Was he the editor?
He was Marty Baron. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
You know what? I think you're just biased against American actors.
Really?
You only like Brits.
No, I love American actors.
No, you don't.
I do.
You like Brits.
How about Adam Sandler?
You want to be British?
I don't want to be British.
You want to be British?
I'm fascinated by it, but I think I'm even more fascinated by the reverse culture of it. How they don't want to be
No,
British.
They want to be British. They just don't. They just want to make money.
I don't think they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
Really?
They're very proud of their heritage.
Because, I don't know, because this Anthony Joshua, he was like, we're going to take the heavyweight championship. It's going to be in London. What's he doing? He's fighting Madison Square Garden.
Because that's where the money is.
Really? He fills up 30,000 arenas.
Money!
He's bored.
He's never fought in the U.S. before. Like,
dollar,
every single one of his fights has been in
dollar
England.
Signs.
He makes money in Britain.
Dollar
he's
signs.
Bored.
He wants to make more money. He's make
here,
more money here.
Think about this. Ready?
Yeah.
If a fight is in London, what time is it here?
Like
5 hours. They're like
five hours ahead. So like his main event would be like at 6 o'clock here.
Right.
Yeah.
But here.
Prime time.
Right.
Baby.
Prime time when all the people will see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but
the more pay-per-views you have, a better chance.
Well, he's not on pay-per-view though. He's on stream.
By the way, Mr. Bean.
Oh,
because
he's
great
on
Brit. Great Brit.
DAZN.
DAZN. Ho ho.
All right, this was a good segment.
Robbie, stop. Do you even know who this is?
Of course I know who this is.
It's Demix.
Come on, I'm not that old. I'm not that young or whatever.
I know we probably have hot sports takes to get to.
Sure.
But this is a breaking story that I feel needs our attention.
Go ahead.
We go to Port Richey, Florida. Nice little town just north of Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, right on the west coast there. Yeah. Nice little shady little town.
Oh, man, is this going to be more Florida shenanigans?
I mean, what goes on there? Anyways.
It can't get much more shenanigans than this.
So the officers there got a search warrant. Evidently, they were investigating something. So they got an early morning SWAT team ready to go together.
Well, if they bring in SWAT, then...
They got some stuff going on, whatever. Yeah. So they, I'm not going to give out the address, but they went out to this house to go investigate, to go serve their search warrant. And it happened to be the house of a doctor who was no longer allowed to practice medicine, but he's also the mayor of Port Richey. The mayor's house was going to be served for a search warrant. Not sure why. As the SWAT team pulled up, they knock on the door, you know, hey, police, you know, they give you a chance to just open the door and come out with your hands up.
Yeah.
He started shooting.
Oh, boy.
At the SWAT team.
The mayor?
The mayor. The mayor of Port Richey started shooting at the SWAT team. Bullets flying everywhere. The cops evidently did not return fire somehow. Got him to stop shooting and took him into custody. He's now going to be charged with several charges of attempted homicide.
Jeez.
And the SWAT team basically said, he's lucky we didn't kill him.
Oh, yeah, because they don't shoot for legs.
Definitely not getting re-elected.
They don't play.
Once they start shooting, everybody shoots.
Is he allowed to do
it? Evidently, there's a slight suspicion he was under the influence of drugs at the time.
Oh, you don't say. Is he allowed a mayoral pardon?
I don't think he can pardon
him. Don't do that.
Pardon himself?
He's the mayor.
I don't know.
Mayors don't pardon people.
I don't know. Do they?
I think mayors can pardon.
I don't think mayors can pardon.
No.
I'm going to text right now because I got a connection at the mayor's office.
Jesus.
I'm really.
Like, we don't have more important. Really? Like, they don't have more important things to do than deal with your shenanigans.
Well, let me tell you right now. The most important thing is getting Biscayne Boulevard in front of the arena renamed Dwayne Wade Boulevard. So, boys, get on that. The second most important thing is for the mayor's office to respond to me whether or not they have pardon power. So
they're probably going to reply, why are you planning on doing something stupid?
Listen to the folks. If you happen to be listening and you know someone in Port Richey, or maybe you're listening in Port Richey, this probably wasn't the right guy to elect to be your mayor because he seems like he has some issues.
DC hired, re-elected somebody.
Oh, yeah. No. That was only crack, though. That wasn't like, you know, shooting at officers.
All right. Louisiana re-elected a governor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Edwin Edwards.
That was one of my favorite episodes of Atlanta when they go and they're trying to take a guy out because there's a domestic dispute and he's the Gator Man. And he just sends the Gator out as a distraction and hightails it out of there. Because he's like, I got a Gator in here. I'll release it. They're like, you don't got a Gator. I do. And so then all of a sudden, like, everybody comes out of the house and like the slow motion door opens and you just see this dinosaur sized Gator just roll on out. And he's hightailing it down the road in his bathrobe. Oh, it's such a great scene.
But why would you run away naked?
I mean, he had to get out of there. I don't think he had.
Yeah, like, wait a minute.
He had to get out of there.
Like, if you got to run away, do you really, like, do you stop to put clothes on?
You just get caught. Like, how hard is it? How easy is it going to be to catch you if you're running in a bathrobe? Because anybody you approach, they're going to be like, uh-oh, this dude's crazy.
I don't know. If you find the right hiding spot, I guess. Anyway, oh, man. Miami Heat are back tonight. Very exciting. Very exciting. I'm going to light some candles, set the mood.
What does that mean?
I've missed my Heat. I want to romanticize them a little bit.
Is it a happy time tonight?
It depends if they win.
No Embiid.
Should make Hassan happy.
What if Goran plays and hits a three?
Is he going to sublet that lease?
It was only a little while ago when Hassan Whiteside was resting his boys right on Embiid's shoulder. And then the playoffs happened. That's where it all melted down for him.
Oops.
So, yeah, he's not there tonight. What do you want to say if Goran Dragic does what?
He hits a three.
If he hits a three, like right off the bat, if Goran Dragic plays, will that excite you?
Hell yeah.
That's what Philly Cheese, remember Philly Cheese came out 2 for 2.
Made his first shots.
Philly Cheese though, like when Philly Cheese hits his first shot, I look
you cringe.
For, I look for a seatbelt because I'm ready to buckle up.
Because
I know, I'm like, oh boy, it is on.
Put on your bulletproof vest because there's going to be shots fired.
Philly Cheese is going to get loose. When you know Philly Cheese is like, ooh, yeah, I'm feeling it tonight.
Ooh. I hope he's in better shape.
Do you think Philly Cheese, when he goes through shoot around, if he has a bad shoot around, he's like, got all the bad ones out. I'm ready to roll.
And then, if he gets the good ones, I'm hot.
I'm hot. I'm feeling it. Like,
you have
he
look,
just always spins it.
Here, you have to, like, come on, man. I play for the Browns. So you always have to try to find some kind of twist to put on things. You know, a team, like, you hear it in golf all the time. A guy will shoot 75 in the final round. You, I hit a lot of good shots today. I just couldn't make any putts. No, you didn't, dude. Like, come on. They always have, you know, the coaches or players, like, hey, you know, look, we're not playing that bad. We had a couple of bad plays.
Yeah, Adam Gase was the king of that.
You have to be that way, though, man.
He was the king of that.
You have to be. What do you want him to say?
You guys are just focused on the results. You didn't think about all those great passes that we had. Yeah, oh, sorry. Sorry, I was blinded by all the interceptions and fumbles and turnovers.
See, now, I wouldn't go that far.
That's what he said.
And you know, it's more along the lines of, look, man, you know, we have enough good plays to win games. We just have too many bad ones and catastrophic ones. And you can pretty much use that for every situation.
Nah.
Right? You're never going to, like, the problem with, here, next year, when we watch on the Dolphins.
Yep.
On Monday morning, when I look at the sheet, I just want to see one thing. Please have more than 45 plays. I am so sick of coming in on Mondays, and they have 45, 50 plays. You can't win a football game
We're going to know after – what is the draft in April or May this year, Robbie?
Late April.
We're going to know come April whether or not this is going to be a fun Dolphins season or not, because they're either taking their quarterback or this is going to be a poop show.
Right. I mean, if they take Kyler Murray, then they're not taking. If they don't, then they are tanking.
Or anybody. Even if it's Haskins, whoever.
No, okay, yes.
If they take a quarterback.
Right, correct.
Daniel Jones.
I heard an interesting nugget, and I'm curious to know if it works in football. Stan Van Gundy said, of all the first picks in the draft, right, only 4 of them have won a championship with the team they were drafted with.
In the NBA.
Which one of those could be kind of flimsy, because LeBron technically did win with the team that drafted him, but he had to leave and then go back.
I don't
back.
Know if he counted.
But at least Kyrie counted on that, because they did draft the number 1 overall and he did win a championship.
Okay. So you got Kyrie, you got Magic.
Okay.
Bird
wasn't the first pick.
Bird wasn't the first pick. You're right.
Magic, what? Was it Magic first?
Yeah, it was Magic 1, Bird 2, pretty sure.
So you got Magic.
He didn't
you
name the
Kyrie,
players.
Kyrie. Huh?
Stan didn't name the players?
No.
Yeah, not surprising.
But again, think about that.
You think Stan Van Gundy's texting Spoelstra, how dare you play Justice Winslow over Goran Dragic?
No.
You better play Goran.
No.
I hate Justice Winslow.
No. Like, you can't, like, man, why you can't take it for just what he's saying?
Because
the guy's
it
been
has...
around basketball forever. He's not the guy that's going to take 25 to 30 games and make it.
Everyone's got their own ticks, and everybody's got their guys. And so I think Stan Van Gundy looks at Justice Winslow, no matter how the development goes, and thinks it's either a fluke because he's hot garbage, or that this is all a mirage.
Or, and I'm going to just put this out there, or he understands that a basketball career is really long, and he's not going to make a judgment on a player over 30 or 40 games.
How about having an open heart? How about maybe
what does open heart got to do with?
Because maybe you open it up a little bit and you're like, oh, maybe I was wrong all along.
Man, but we have the tendency. We did that with Hassan. Hassan will have a good month and we're like, oh, woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, I didn't fall for that this year.
Not this year.
Nope.
But how many times did you fall for it?
So many.
Right. Okay. So what if he doesn't fall for that? If he doesn't fall for the things you fall for, doesn't mean that he doesn't think the guy could be good.
Different
Wait,
situation.
Let me ask you a
One
question.
Guy was in Lebanon.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Do you think Justice Winslow will be an all-star at some point in his career? Because think about what you're saying now. Because Gorin was like a 12th alternate.
I think it would have to be an alternate situation.
No, still. Think of...
All right, let's think about this. Because Kevin Durant's coming here to the East next year. That's going to make things tougher.
But he might be playing guard, too. So.
Are they going backcourt? Yeah. Backcourt's kind of thin here. Yes.
Yes, I do.
I would love to know.
I would like to see
what went on.
What went on in your brain.
What were the matriculations that were going on inside your head?
That being said, they should all be fired.
What I was thinking was...
Fire all the little people in your head.
All the mice running around on the wheel.
You just want to know what I was thinking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so please. It's me and Riley out on a boat. All right?
Why?
And we see Justice Winston.
Setting the mood.
Listen. And along our bow comes a little red crab with Justice's head and the hair on it.
Surprised you haven't photoshopped that.
I'm like, Pat, what do you think this is going to turn into? And then all of a sudden we hear in the distance. And then the crab does a little dive into the water. Splash. And then what breaches is a beautiful whale.
So we have a metamorphosis from a crab to a whale.
Yeah,
a fiddler fin on the top.
It was like his crab was like a metamorphosis. It was like his chrysalis stage, and he became a beautiful whale butterfly.
Hey,
you're
periodically,
using words I don't even think you know what they mean.
Periodically, you say some things.
Did you tell the class to listen to you today?
Yeah.
No, please.
Yeah, I took questions.
Really?
Yeah, rapid fire. On the fly.
Did you box anybody in? Because that would have been funny.
Take away a point for a bad question?
I tried to show him the video of us jumping in front of the American Airlines arena in a kangaroo outfit.
Yeah.
But the internet slowed up, so I couldn't show him. But I did explain to him how I feared that we were going to get escorted off by Miami Heat security.
Get better internet.
Yeah, we ended up being a good tourist trap. Those kids wanted pictures with us.
Kids were terrified. The parents
crying.
Take a picture with the kangaroo. Like, they were, yeah. The kid was like, no.
Headlines next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.